I said the Lord is good. If you believe it, give me an amen.
Amen.
All right, it's our school of prayer. Let's just continue learning how to pray. And over the last two meetings, I'm happy with what we've been talking about. And that's the issue of purification. And that's to let us know that if things are right with us, things cannot be wrong outside us. I hope you're getting my point here. The strength of the things that are against us outwardly is determined by how weak things are inside us. Last time I spoke extensively, I described the man Balaam, and I'm very happy the way we went about it. So the next time you see any person telling you that witches are dangerous, tell the person, what do they know compared to what Balaam knew? They do not know anything. If anybody tells you that people are in cults and are doing things, ask the person, what do they know? They should go and learn from Balaam. All right? He understood. And at the end of the day, Balaam, in all his understanding, he said, there is no enchantment that's possible against Jacob. A divination doesn't work against Israel. And he was talking about people that had an inferior covenant to what you and I have today. What covers us now is not the blood of bulls and goats, it's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you getting my point? That's the precious blood of Jesus. You remember that we looked at it and we counted about 28 animals that were sacrificed so that they could utter a curse against Israel. Seven bulls and seven rams. It did not work. They did it again. At the end of the day, the same conclusion. Because this is not about the intensity of effort. It's about whether it is possible or it is not possible. You're getting my point here. So I've looked at that. So we are not on the same level. So let's get that clear. I don't know. I keep on saying this thing. I hope I don't sound like a broken record, Saying the same thing again and again. Going over the same spot. But this is a fact. The fact that you have problems in life is not a sign that somebody is casting a spell upon you. It is not a sign that you have a generational curse working in your life. Christians can have problems. There are three reasons Christians have problems. One, ignorance. Two, the just recompense of reward for disobedience. If you are not working according to divine precepts, you will have problems. And then three, there's what the Bible calls the trial of your faith. If you were stealing before you stop stealing, you will go hungry for a few weeks. Just so that the Lord can separate the people who are really genuine in their faith from those who are not. That's how, like we say in English, to separate the men from the boys. That's why you have problems, all right? It's very important. There was something I taught on Sunday, that was last Sunday, when I was teaching in Makurdi, and I explained the principle. I really enjoyed that message. Now, one of the things I taught, very important, that faith has, in fact, I was looking at two sides to faith. That people look at faith as something you use to get something from God, but there is what I call the demands of faith. Faith has demands. Faith has demands. And if you're not doing those things that are the demands of faith in your life, all right, you will hinder the expression of what God wants to do in your life. That's just the way it works. All right. Faith has demands. We were reading, Jesus said that the sons of this age, they are wiser in their they are wiser in their own generation, all right, compared to the sons of light. And I explained something there, that you see a man who does not know God, who does not believe in any other thing apart from what he can do. You see the way he goes aggressively, all right, for things. He's very aggressive. 5 o'clock in the morning, he has woken up, he has gone about his business. He cheats people, he doesn't care. When I'm watching Shark Tank and Jimon Jung starts talking, Jimon Jung will tell you that you have to be greedy. You have to be greedy. And I just shake my head. That is because he has nothing beyond what he can see. That's why he tells you, you have to be greedy. Somebody like Kevin O'Leary, all right, who's a very rich man, all right, the guy is very wealthy, but Kevin O'Leary, call him Mr. Wonderful. He tells the look, all I care about is money. And he says it publicly, all right? And he's very, very, he's not ashamed of it, that all I care about is, will my money make more money for me? My money loves me. My money are like my children. That's what he tell you. That's what he will tell you. But you see, why does he behave like that? All he knows. So Jesus said, can you see the dedication they are going after what they know? That's the dedication with which they are going after what they know. He said, but the children of light, what do they do? Instead of using that same dedication to go after what they know, they will go half after what they have, which is the word of God and prayer and faith. Then they'll use the other half to ask Kevin, can you help us? Use the other half to ask Damon, can you help us? You see Christians doing launching and inviting unbelievers as chief launcher, embarrassing the God of the universe, the God that cannot supply. Are you getting my point? Just be embarrassing him anyhow. Chief launcher in a church is a man who steals. They'll go behind and say, that man is a thief, but you see, we're going to collect money from him. And they don't realize that that man will never be saved. With people like you, he won't be saved. You have not told him that your God is bigger than him. I told the story once, happened really in Benin. The church wanted to do a program, a launching, a harvest, whatever, they needed money. They now sent a vision card to different people. And they sent a delegation to a very rich guy in Benin there. The man sat down when they came to his office. He looked at the card, a church. I should come and donate money to your church. No, he was clear about it, and I like him. In fact, I felt like I said, God, save him for that statement. Forgive his sins for that statement. He told the people. He opened his drawer, brought out his shigdis, all those small gods and goddesses, and put them on the table. And said, please, oh, guys, may not check him. Yusef, check it. Check this matter. Be a judge. Say, these are the gods that have prospered me. Why should I take their money and come and give to your God? When I heard that story, I said, God of miracle. Now, I was so happy for my brethren that a non-believer has shamed them. That in your life, you won't try it again. You get up in the morning and go and beg. And the man showed you, listen, I worship Ogun, I worship Bobatala, I worship Amadioha. These are the things I worship and they are blessing me. Your God can't bless you. Your God wants my money. Tell your God, if he needs money, he knows what to do. Of course, even if they give you money after that, if you take her, you go die. You will fall down and die. I'm telling you, you die by fire on the spot. That kind of money, the man has already prophesied for you. You still collect it. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. So faith has demands. Faith has demands. There are times faith will tell you, listen, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. You say amen by faith. God says to you, and you say amen by faith. And as part of that, the king of Sodom comes, say, don't take anything from him. So what I'm trying to say is that, so you find out that faith has demands. Many times, there are times you will go hungry as a demand of faith. There are times you refuse to use the connections you know. That's the demand of faith. All right? I'm just trying to say that, listen, Christians, sometimes they have problems, but these are the reasons why they have problems. It might be because they are not meeting the demands of faith. Yesterday, I taught us on that Sunday. I talked extensively about faith that does not save. You should get the message. You should get the message. I preached it on Sunday. I talked about faith that does not save. Many people think they have faith, it's not saving. James looked at that, your faith doesn't work. And the person that's sitting down there confessing, you'll find from that James chapter, was it chapter 1 or chapter 2 we read? James chapter 2, all right? We read it. And when James was speaking, he said that, listen, many people claim they have faith, they know how to prophesy, but the faith is not working. How do I know? James said that, what good does it do when you say to a brother, be warm, be filled? Those are prophetic people. But he said, but that faith does not save. There are people who are operating by the kind of faith that does not save. These are the problems. It is not because people are under a curse. That's what I'm going to emphasize. Don't follow people who help you to fight your enemies. You will die first. I'm not joking, no. Listen, I found it. That's a matter of fact. People always fight their enemies. They usually die first. They die first. The enemies will look and say, I don't know. The guy was always fighting us. We're looking at him and watching him. So he uses all his energy. He's tired. Anybody leading you on how to fight your enemy, how to identify those who are pursuing you, is leading you to destruction. That's not supposed to be a joke. What true prophets, what true pastors do is help you build yourself up in faith. Help you build yourself up in Christ. Help you recognize what God has made you to be. You still going to village to go and break us. Don't say I didn't warn you. God done the count. You've done 3 now. The 4th one. If you come back in one piece, it will be mercy borrowed from your neighbors. Your own mercy don't finish. God has to beg one or two neighbors. Pray for him. Because otherwise, he won't come back from that village. Human beings can be stubborn. They want to cover all bases just in case. Just in case it's a sign of unbelief. Do you hear what I say?
Yes,
let's just pray that one, just in case. It's a sign of unbelief. It's a sign that the word you claim you believe, you don't believe it. When you are doing just in case things. Your mother has sent you something to put under your pillow before you sleep. Please put into the fire. Don't fall for those funny jokes they crack in Western Nigeria. I don't know about in the East. They say, Adora Okpoju, that prayer can't be too many. That is, you pray the one for church. Afa, come, join. They send you something, you put it under pillow. That kind of prayer, they can too many. I hope you are getting my point here. If listen, make up your mind. You want to follow the word of God, follow it. Next time your mother sends you something, so just put it here. It's a Reverend Father that prayed over it. If you put it there, all the prayer you prayed in church is not working again. Please, if you're not around last time, get that message and listen to it. I emphasize, don't worry about Balaam. Balaam is afraid of you. Balaam doesn't like your trouble. Balaam, we said, represents all kinds of occultic powers you are afraid of. All kinds of sorceries you are afraid of. That's what Balaam represents. Don't worry about him. And what I want to tell you today is don't try and join things. Did you hear what I said? Don't join things. You come here, learn the word of God. You buy books, learn God's word, teaching you about Christ. Then your mother now calls you and tells you, there's a prophet that can help you. If you go there, you have negated every other thing you were working on for the last 1 year. If he shall turn back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. Don't do just in case. Because all these just in cases, you understand the English there? All this just in case you are doing is wiping out your faith. That's what I'm going to emphasize. And without faith, God can't move in your life. When the Lord said men ought to pray and not to get tired, he said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? Start doing things that wipe out your faith. He sends you clothes to put under your pillow when you want to sleep and you put it. Have you noticed you've not been sleeping well since that time? Your dreams have increased. Hey, that dream is not revelation. It's confusion. Well, that night I began to dream and I saw all the people disturbing me. You have been lied to. The devil is just confusing your soul. Nobody's disturbing you. You are the one disturbing yourself. I don't have time to carry your matter and start talking to you. I would have proven to you that the one disturbing yourself. You can't say 7 things without 2 of them being lies. And you see somebody is disturbing you. One day, a relative met me and said, Banky, have you heard? I said, what? They have found out that woman is a witch. I was looking at there and said, now, wow. Who said it? That prophet. That man is very powerful. I said, is that so? That prophet does not know. When you say good morning, we have to look outside and see whether it's actually morning or is the moon shining bright. When you say, buy this one. This is the one made in Nigeria. It's a lie. It is the one made in China. You are getting my point? That prophet did not see all of this. What he saw is that your neighbor is a witch. The days in which I'm angry with the prophet is gone. I don't swear, they won't swear for them. It will catch them later. You know what I mean? Do you not understand that English? I pray their own prayer against them. God will scatter them later. But now my anger is with Christians. You are the one begging to be deceived. Liar. You know, dishonest Christian. Fornicator, adulterer. And you say, which is pursuing you? They got you long ago, just don't know it. They're not pursuing you anymore. You pursue things you have not caught. You are walking in your iniquities. He says they are pursuing you. They didn't not pursue you. They are cooking you. You are looking for who to deceive them. I was talking with my wife the other day. I said, thank God I'm not a contract prophet. Yes. That's why I don't pray for strangers. That's one thing about me. Strangers, no. One day one woman called me. She happens to know, well, she knows me directly. I go to their church to preach once in a while. Then she knows my wife. So she got my number from my wife and then she called me. Please, pastor, I want to come and see you. What is the matter? One of my friends needs to talk to a pastor. What is the issue? That he's coming to town now. Oh, he's not even Enugu? No. Do I know him? No. Have you spoken before? No. Yes, I attended your church. Not my church, I'm a pastor, where I used to attend. I said, okay, doesn't know the pastor of that church. Go and meet him, not me. He said, please, he wants to talk to you specifically. I said, lie in Jesus' name. No. I won't agree. She was surprised. I said, listen, I don't talk to people I don't know. I don't pray for people I don't know. I said, I'm sorry. On the phone, I said, please, oh. My answer is no. I am not agreeing That's me. Some of you here, you, if you have had that experience, when the one of our sisters said, please, I want my sister to talk to you. I say, I'm sorry, your sister cannot talk to me. You, I can talk to. You, I can teach. You, I can join hands with you and pray for your sister. But your sister can't talk to me. I am sorry. I won't pray for her. I'm not a contract prophet. I teach Christians how to stand their ground in Christ. I don't know where you are, where you are coming from. I'll just, this is how pastors get into trouble. I'll not be going at night, which is without pursuing me to. Start dreaming all your bad dreams. Why did Paul tell Timothy, don't lay hands on anybody suddenly? People have come here before, I want to see you. I say, you want to see me? Do I know you? No. Have you come here before? No. This is your first time? Ah, you want to see me? Thank God for Okemute uncle. So go and see Okemute, he likes you. I'm not seeing you at all. Why? Because it's not this contract praying that solves problems. When he said, the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. It is not the anointing of the pour on your head. No. It means you have become fat. Those days when we first married, the rings we married with, they have gone away. That the ring has been broken because of the anointing. You know what I mean by that? I look at my wedding pictures those days, I said, now, wow, hallelujah. No wonder the ring doesn't fit again. That's because the ring has been broken because of the anointing. It's fatness. The literal Greek word is the brio shall be broken because your neck will have become fat. Spiritual size is what breaks the yoke. You build it up as the word is entering you. That's why I don't do contract praying. Most who do it are not really preachers anyway. They're businessmen. They were telling me about a man of God that will tell you, listen, I come to your house to pray. I don't have time anymore. If you want to come to your house, you have up to 500,000 naira ready as offering. And apostle, do you know what? Some people are still inviting him to their houses. Now, why am I talking like this? I think what I just want to do is to get Christians to understand that they are not serving a weak God, a joking God. God is not the opposite of the devil. It's an insult. God and the devil are not fighting in your life. All those pictures they used to draw, since Jesus pulling you like this, there one guy with two horns pulling you on the other side. It's not true. Jesus doesn't do such things. Jesus doesn't have time for such a joke. I don't die for you. I don't finish. Yeah, that's all. I died for you. That's the end of it. See what is up to the church? I stand at the door and do what? I knock. Co. And I wait outside. If you open the door, I will come in. If you don't open the door, I'm going away. As per, no, this is my own. Devil, you can't have him. Jesus doesn't pray such prayers. He does not do such competition. They are not mates. You know, people don't understand this God we serve. Thinking of the devil and they'll be competing over your life. No. It is you and the devil fighting over your life. Are you getting my point? You are the one deciding whether you will obey God or you will not obey God. You are the one. In fact, you know, that fellow that Joshua met when they were scouting around Jericho. He said, are you on our side or you're against us? What did the fellow say? What did he say? He said, neither. When I was a young boy, I was like, what kind of human being is this guy? Or spirit? You're supposed to come and help people of Israel. They said, are you on our side? He said, I'm not on anybody's side. You mean you don't know whether you are with Jericho or you are with Israel? And you say you are from heaven. Get behind me, Satan. Even Satan will know which side he's on. But later on, of course, we grew up and learned. We found out that the guy was saying, you know what he was saying in effect? I don't take sides with human beings. Anybody that comes to my side, I don't know whether you get my point. I'm not the one taking sides. It's you that should make up your mind, the side you want to be on. If you follow the counsel of Balaam and start sleeping with the girls from Moab, sorry, you have gone to the other side. I will kill all of you. That's it. If you decide to obey God and do what God tells you, then fine. The walls of Jericho will come down. What am I going to say? Stop thinking that the devil is fighting and that God is fighting on the other side. No. You, personally, make up your mind which side you are on. If you're on the side of God the Father and the Son Jesus Christ, you're automatically bigger than the devil. You don't need a prophet to come and pray you out of under the clutches of the devil. The devil get respect too. Did you hear what I said? Yes. He has respect. He knows. They asked him, have you considered my servant Job? He said, yes. We looked at him with a telescope. And we discovered the things that you kept around him. So we kept off. I hope you are getting my point here. That's what I said the last time. Please, let's forget all these funny, funny prayers. Christians still jumping around looking for prayer contractors to pray them out of under a curse. Be sowing, oh, Christians have wasted money. Be sowing seeds that are dead on arrival. It says, sow a seed for the redemption of your household. They will bring money. Sow a seed so that poverty will be broken in your life. They will bring money. Sow a seed for the breaking of the curse over three generations. I saw one brother. He said, I have given up my television for the first generation. Then he came. I'm not joking. No. I'm not joking. No. Then he came for the second generation. Oh, he look. Maybe the only thing he found left in the house, as an example. Maybe the only thing he found left is cooking pot. Cooking pot for the second generation. Then he reached church, look church, waiting remain. Now shirt, come on shirt for the third generation. You just be looking and say, Jesus. I like you are laughing. You call Jesus, call Jesus. Eh? You know. Honestly, the kind of thing Christians do. It's as if they smoke. You know, I saw one joke yesterday. I laughed and laughed. They showed two guys smoking in their hemp. I forwarded to some of you guys. One of them said the other guy, he said, ah, man. He said, man, when I was small, I fell from a two-story building. The other guy said, Jesus, you die? I was saying, man, I don't forget, don't take. Honestly, that's exactly how Christians behave. As if we smoke. They're not thinking straight again. A man said, go and bring his seed for the sin of three generations. That is the sins of your father, your grandfather, and your own that's disturbing you. So you will sow a seed to break it. Listen, think about it. If you were Jesus, wouldn't you kill somebody? Insult. All this dying on the cross. Okay, just go and call Mel Gibson to show you the passion of the Christ. Just watch it. So this could not pay for the sins of 17, 25, 2,000 generations. It's your money that cannot, 400 of it can hardly buy $1. Is what we now pay. Now, wow. Lord have mercy. Why is it that when God has set people free? You know that the problem with freedom is that when God says somebody, listen, you are free. Is it like that? Say yes. They will go home. He said, no, that cannot be the real Jesus. Because if this salvation was complete, it would be more expensive than this. So they will start again. Paul will have to write them, oh foolish Galatians. That's what happened to the Galatians. Freedom in Christ. They said, no, it can't be that easy. So what do we do? All the boys, we have called the urologist. Tomorrow is circumcision. All the men queued up for circumcision. After that, they look. That's not enough. We are going to fast for 40 days to show that we are serious about repentance. That's not enough. They now look and say, for all the years we were sinners, we will serve God equivalent. The man gave his life to Christ at 40. So he has 48 of 80. He's still paying for sins. God doesn't even let him finish. At the age of 48, God just kills him. Say, let that guy go. It's too stupid to remain around. And I'm not joking. And if God starts attacking Christians for the kind of insults they are giving him, I'm not joking about it though. It won't go easy. No, it won't be easy. Praying for things that God said should not be a major prayer point. Somebody will gather outdoors and say, this night is a night of breakthrough. So you will pray from 10 o'clock to 5 a.m. because you want to buy a car. Men who even win presidency don't pray that long. I'm not joking. You see, when I look at what Christians do, the Lord is good. Please listen to our series. Okay, we brought it from Port Harcourt. The one who preached in Port Harcourt, set free to stay free. The CDs are available. That's just 2 days' message. They are quite long, but 2 days. They are also on MP3 CD. How did I go into all of that today? How many of you were coming for Babalawo's house? I know you don't think it's Babalawo. You think he's a prophet. He wore a suit. All over town. All kinds of evil prophets will come to your house, be seeing vision for you. Some people have driven their wives away because a hungry man says she's a witch. And God said, for driving that woman away, I will never answer your prayer again. Isn't the Bible like that? You dealt treacherously with the wife of thy youth. So, salvation is far from some people, though. Because four people, a number of people are against them. The false prophet is against them. The wife that was with them, false prophet enticed them to push her away. Second person against them, wife. Third, God is now angry because they drove the wife away. Can you imagine? False prophet, wife, then the worst of all, God. Now, you yourself, check out. What hope do you have if all these people are conspiring against you? Many men are walking around the street like that. That's their problem. I know I love those false prophets in quote. They are the hardest taskmasters around. All the money you earn, they collect. They are adult men that can't spend money until the pastor tells them how to spend it. You should know your brain is in your bum bum. You are sitting on it. You need to collect instruction from a pastor on how to spend your own money. Your father-in-law should retrieve that girl. You are not big enough to marry yet. Your father-in-law should collect his daughter back. A man. You need another man to be telling you how to live your life. You should know you are in bondage. You're not free. I don't care who the guy is that's leading you up and down. You're not free. Some people actually pay pastors to be praying for them. Hey, Omo. Wait a minute, I never see. My wife told me one day, of one woman she met, said when she was sick, they told her that there's one man of God that can pray. Okay, who doesn't like good prayer? Good prayer is good. Why are we here? It's not prayer we came to pray and learn to pray. Now contacted the man of God. Sweetie, how much was that, the cost of the prayer? The asking price? Was it 1.5 million? Yes, asking price was 4.5 million. Negotiable, terms and conditions apply. They begin plead though, okay? You know, they take 200. What kind of man of God do you think I am? Please, no disrespect meant. Please, we only have 200,000. Okay, if you can make it 500, we'll pray the prayer. I'm not joking. They negotiate up and down till they reach 600,000. My wife said, did you pay? Yeah, you know, when you are sick, all kinds of things. They pay though. You may be doing, how can? Just make sure you have not started small. Because you own only 5,000. You don't think it's the same thing. How many seeds have you dropped with offering basket because you have problems? You think it's different? Oh, is it because that one is 600,000? What is the difference between that one and your 1.5 that you put in to connect with the prayer? I look at you looking guilty now. You know, one of the greatest, ask my wife, the greatest thing I thank God for all the time is freedom that I have in Christ. I don't give money to anybody to buy any prayer to sow. I don't sow any seed. It's against my religion. Seed sowing is against my religion. Anything I want, I ask the Father. If he won't give it, he should keep it. He's the Father. He's the Lord. He's the King. If I beg him, he not release him. That's the end now. So do you have it now? No. Why? We ask the Father. He said no. So let's sow a seed. Omo. Anything you take out of his hand by force, it doesn't bless you. I'm not there. Say, listen, I will show you some keys. We will praise him until he changes his mind. Say, I'm not there. We will worship until the blessings are flowing. Say, me, I'm not coming. I'm serious about it. I'm not doing any worship to collect any blessing. Don't worry. You're not the first to think I'm strange. That my wife married me, the Holy Spirit has to possess her. Because she thought I was a dangerous one. She told me that you are the strangest Christian I've ever met. So don't be angry that you are feeling like this. But she hasn't completed 17 years. She has lived very free. I told him about my bat story. Bat appeared in my bedroom. I carried and threw it away. Will you pray? Me? Pray over bat? God forbid. And that day I told my wife, I said, you are blessed too. If you are a mountain of fire pastor's wife, oh my God, Father, Kalagodozu Gobolo Duza. Your fire prayer because of an animal that flew past your airspace. You go, they release Scud missiles. Come on, Christians, you are free.
Amen.
I know I'm talking to some people who came here this evening. I didn't have you in mind, but the Holy Spirit said, go upstairs, let that man deliver you with the word. Have I laid hands on you now? I don't even know your name. People are saving money because prophet's money must be complete. Say, let's eat. Say, no, the prophet will be arriving next week. Around next week, the money is 150. We are gathering it. Listen, true freedom is in Christ. Amen?
Amen?
You tap into it by knowledge. Once you've given your life to Christ, you tap into that freedom by knowledge. That is when Jesus said to you, I have set you free. You say, amen. When prophet said, let me set you free, say, I'm not in bondage. Those who are in bondage can go and meet the prophet for the freedom they are looking for, but you are not in bondage. I hope I'm clear.
Yes.
What we are supposed to do as believers in Christ is simple. Constantly, now back to where we were. Constantly purifying our lives with the word of God. Like Pastor Okemute was praying earlier. It's with the word. It's not any other thing. It's as the word of God is entering you, it's transferring by it the spirit of God into you. It's changing you. Many of the situations of our souls, our hearts right now, cannot receive blessings. It can't. So God said, okay, how do I do so that this fellow can be blessed? I send my word. It will heal his heart, change her heart. It's that transformation that brings you to the place where the blessing can be released into your life. That's why, look, you are not manipulating God. Like a seed sowing. What am I sowing seed for? Listen, I'm sorry to say it like this. It's very painful, but it's a fact. The one you are watching on TV, so see, the people are trying to raise money. That's a matter of fact. They're not telling you the truth. They are trying to raise money. Let's say this is the way they are. So I say, how can that man be lying? He didn't start lying. It's poverty and confusion. That's how it began. So don't let anybody make merchandise of your soul. It's in Christ Jesus that you have been set free. It's in Christ Jesus, that's the point I'm making, that you have been set free. It's not what you are doing. Christians, we give. Are you getting my point? Why do we give? Because we are givers. By virtue of the Spirit of Christ in us, we are givers. So we give. If you demonstrate for me a worthy cause, we give. Now, say Christians to give, they say they must have a reason first. As you are giving it, you ask God what he should do for you with that seed. That is a lie. Jesus never taught it. Paul never taught it. Philip, James didn't teach it. Peter didn't teach it. All those people that taught us the word of God, but haven't heard it from the mouth of the Lord Jesus, they never taught it. The only thing they said is, if you need, go and ask in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, ask and you shall receive. Your joy will be full. If you want to give, you be a giver. Like I said before, every Christian must be a habitual giver. Some of these people here, only out there. Thief. I won't mention your name. Oh, madam is sitting down here. Maybe on one part of the hall. One thief wanted to collect her car. She drove for a program. Apostle Mute Mute. Man begins to see word of knowledge. I see a car. The number is CX144MUS. If you are the owner, come forward. The Lord said, put it at the altar. It's not his fault. Me too, if I see the car, I go prophesy. If I show you the car, you too, you will prophesy. Thank God she had the strength to resist. But many people are falling for it. As one man ahead of, why am I talking like this today? I don't know. Why am I talking like this today? One man ahead of, man of God. This was... No, let me say, so that to deliver people, they will stop being afraid because a man wears his suit. The one I'm telling you, this really happened in Enugu here. This man of God, he went to another man of God and said, please deliver me. He's a preacher. He said, why? He went and joined the people that use familiar spirits to give words of knowledge. So, I mean, the man did it for him. The familiar spirits follow him about. When he's preaching, word of knowledge will be flowing. Fake word of knowledge. There's a genuine one. But they not do the fake one. There's a time he went to preach. He drove 3 cars back in a convoy that he got from those things. He said, now he's tired of the word of knowledge. Because the spirits, when they want to run you mental, they know what to do now. Yeah. Familiar spirits. Say, nobody won't hear word of knowledge. Nothing spoil. As you are going on the road, they say, hey, that woman never bath. Nobody define the word of knowledge. You'll be going on the road, they just say, that car in front is about to jam. Next you go hear, Bosa. Ah! See, word of knowledge. Ah, you will see it today. By the time they fill your head with predictions and familiar spirit operations, they'll be telling you everything about everybody around. You can't concentrate on your life again. So he came to my friend and said, sir, please, I need deliverance. Now, if I tell you this, it will make you laugh. Spiritual things are interesting. I don't know why I have not released my book, Worship and Sex Control. That book, I've written it many times, but it just half finished, half here and there. That man said, usually when he finishes those meetings, an overpowering urge to sleep with the harlot comes over him. These are the things that started pushing him to look for deliverance. I told my friend, I said, he can't be delivered. He said, why? I said, because he still doesn't want to let go of the things that are flowing. Deliverance, he doesn't have to pray. Nobody needs to lay hands on him. Just stay in the home and say, Father God, I am sorry. Then burn the cars. Don't give anybody. Drive them into the ocean. Tear the clothes. Burn the house. Go back to nothing. Be zero. I said, Lord, please, can I get a job somewhere? Let me be serving mercy. You know what they call serving mercy? Carry pong pong. If you are willing to do that, you'll be free. But no. You want somebody to pray for him, the spirits will leave him, then he'll keep the cars. Only. 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 The devil say, well, we will leave you, but this motto now our own. And it is our right to stay in your house. As long as this car remains, evil spirits shall not cease. That's it. So please, don't be impressed. People going around. There are plenty everywhere. It's money everybody's making. It's money they are making. And you claim you are looking for deliverance. Don't go and join. That's what I'm saying. They will donate spirits to you. You were sleeping well before. They tell you, please be waking up at 3 a.m. to pray. Just know that you are being led astray. The Lord is good. Apostle Mutemute, let us preach our message for today. That was for 2 or 3 people or 1 person. But God sent you for, I don't know your name. Don't come and say, Pastor, is it my husband that reported me? I don't know. Please, oh, please, please. I won't even answer you. And if you report yourself to me, good. I will now use you to preach next time. I will now call your name that time. So better go home and don't come and congratulate me afterwards. The Lord is good.